right, coming back. Radio Hut here, July 10th edition, doing up Thursday. My Thursday stretch. Okay, I'm better now. 72 and sunny. I'm better. Dominic Rauber in to talk Breckenridge, Wappen, and Chess. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Yeah, what a beautiful day.
Isn't it gorgeous out there?
It is amazing.
Been asking everybody, did you have a good 4th of July?
Fantastic 4th of July.
Got to watch fireworks and
It's just been a pretty perfect day, honestly. So
I've been excited to talk to you because last time you were on last month we took a look back at Breckenridge, Wappen, Chess. Now we're going to look forward.
Yes.
And what do you got coming up here? You got some good stuff.
Very much. Yes. Thank you, Bill. We truly this summer we're going to have something going on in July, in August, and in September. It's going to be very, very amazing and creative, and the first, of course, will be Chalkfest. That's coming up, and I know you're going to talk more about that in a minute as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we really look forward to that. So this year we want to make sure we get a little bit more involved, more creative. So what you can expect from us, you will be able to get free cookies from us if you can solve some chess puzzles.
Have you been baking, Dominic?
Actually, no, I must admit, but we got some, don't you worry.
I'm teasing you. We got
some good stuff going on there.
All right.
Now, we just thought, like, if people can solve our problems, puzzles, I should say, then they can get some free cookies. Also, you just like every year, you can play for free with me, so no problem there. But if you really want to challenge yourself, you could win a chess set. And so for that, we would ask for a small donation to be made if you want to, you know, do that. And I think it's going to be super fun, and it will be from 12 to 4 both days at the gazebo that we have there, Saturday and Sunday. So I cannot wait to get started with that.
All right. And if you're studying with Dominic, you're studying with a chess expert. And I know you're going to deflect on that, but that's what I'm going to call you. So there you go.
Well, thank you very much for that. I guess I know how the pieces move, yes.
All right. Yes, you do. Better than most.
Yeah. And in addition to that, I mean, that's just the start of the summer, right? Then in August, we will have the block party, the NDSCS. We will one more time there, participate there as well. And of course, our hope is that both at Chalkfest as well as at the block party, we will see a lot of new people who play chess. And it truly is like that. Each time we do it, it's like, wow, I didn't even know this exists. And it is a great moment for us to get to know these more chess players. And that's also true for the Headwaters Days. That will be in September. So our summer will be amazing just for these three events. All of them, I really cannot wait to get started on them.
Well, and every time you do an event, Dominic, seems like you have more people than you did. It just seems to be growing and growing.
Yes, and I think that's partially because what we try to do is create this inviting atmosphere for people. We have room for anybody. It doesn't really matter what chess level you're at. We are happy to have you there, and I think people recognize that. So that's a really cool thing. Yeah.
Well, and you do a good job of kind of like leading the charge too, and keeping this very, very user friendly. Because I know some people kind of have a stigma about it. It's like, I'm not smart enough to play chess. You run across that, people that just go, I just don't have the brain power for that.
You know, I do hear that sometimes, but then I just challenge people. And what it really is though, yes, it might be a little bit more difficult than other games, but truly anybody can learn chess.
Right.
It's truly amazing to see when I have people work with me for an hour, and then I realize, oh, wow, I already know how to move the pieces. I know how to win a game. And often it just goes from there, and that's when it gets more exciting for them. Because
it's when you get them hooked.
Yep, that is what it is, yeah.
A lot of good stuff coming up. Mm-hmm. What else you got for us, Dominic?
So we had our Blue Goose tournament, and we had people, I think I mentioned it last time, from Bismarck as well as from Fargo-Moorhead. And I've been doing some, networking, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And we now have a very ambitious plan. And I cannot guarantee that this will happen or not, but we are working actively on bringing chess players from the Bismarck area, Fargo-Moorhead area, to us to do, like, I don't know what it's going to be called yet. Let's just say it, a tri-city tournament where we can see that we can battle it out between the three regions, you know, who's got the best players and so on. So playing, I think that would be a super fun event. And I'm working with that, with Scott, you know, the current North Dakota state champion from Fargo.
Right.
And Cameron from Bismarck. So we are staying in touch for that. And really excited to see where this goes. And it's just that we want to make sure we can grow and we try different things. So will everything always succeed? You know, probably not. That's how it is in life.
But right.
We are actively working on making this more fun for people and more things to look forward to.
Well, I think you're doing a great job with it, as evidenced by how much these events grow, each one that you do. Dominic, great to have you in here.
Thank you very much.
And have a good time in Chocolate. I'll see you down there because, I'm going to be roaming around down there plenty this weekend, and that's, by the way, happening this Saturday and Sunday. And speaking of Chalkfest, I love this. I call this the Robber Doubleheader. I'll be talking with Katie Robber here in 30 seconds. Stick around.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Check your LP tank and get it filled in.